Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the December-January issue of Audiophile magazine. On today's program, you'll hear our editor's picks of the most intriguing audiobook releases for December and January. We'll follow that with our best of, this time in history and biography. Then we have reviews in history and biography, including a review of Scott Anderson's The Quiet American. It's an Earphones winner, read by Robert Sundin. Let's get right to it. Editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming releases for December 2020 and January 2021. From author Barack Obama, we have A Promised Land. Obama's first post-presidential memoir is a must-listen, especially in his own voice. From Neil Gaiman, we have Pirate Stew. For the youngest listeners, a fantastically silly pirate adventure featuring ship's cook Long John McRon. Little ones will want to hear this one again and again and again, read by Neil Gaiman. From author Leslie Brody, we have Sometimes You Have to Lie, The Life and Times of Louise Fitzhugh, renegade author of Harriet the Spy. This biography of the author of Harriet the Spy books should be fascinating, especially as delivered by golden-voiced Suzanne Torin. Next, from Michael Eric Dyson, we have Long Time Coming, Reckoning with Race in America. Dyson's latest adds to the compelling body of work about race and racism in America. From Tina Turner, we have Happiness Becomes You. She's simply the best, and anyone who's ever been a fan of the singer will want to hear this new memoir. It's read by Adrian Warren. From Ijoma Oluo, we have Mediocre, The Dangerous Legacy of White Male America. It's from the author of So You Want to Talk About Race, A Timely Reexamination of American History, and it's read by the author. From Denise Williams, How to Fail at Flirting. A professor steps outside her comfort zone to take a chance on finding love in this romance, narrated by Golden Voice January Lavoie. From Jane Smiley, we have Perestroika in Paris. Smiley is a perennial favorite. The perestroika of the title is a racehorse, and in this novel, she explores Paris in the company of a dog, two ducks, a raven, and a young boy. And it's narrated by Suzanne Torin. From Disha Filia, we have The Secret Lives of Church Ladies. This 2020 National Book Award finalist in fiction arrives on audio just in time to add it to your listening list for the new year. It's read by Janina Edwards. From F. Scott Fitzgerald, we have The Great Gatsby. Actor Sean Astin narrates a new recording of Fitzgerald's classic. From authors Maika Mulit and Maritza Mulit, we have One of the Good Ones. From the authors of Dear Haiti, Love Elaine, two sisters mourn their sister Kezi in this exploration of the aftermath of police brutality and the public's reaction to it. It's read by Bonnie Turpin, Jordan Cobb, and Carolyn Smith. From Robert Jones Jr., we have The Prophets. This debut novel centers on the love story between two enslaved young men on a plantation. It's read by Karen Chilton. From author Angie Thomas, we have Concrete Rose. Concrete Rose takes place 17 years before the events in Thomas's powerful blockbuster, The Hate U Give. Narrated by Golden Voice Dionne Graham, it's essential listening. From Nnedi Okorafor, we have Remote Control. New African futurism from Nnedi Okorafor is always exciting. Here, a girl changed forever by an alien artifact searches for answers. Reader to be announced. From Kristen K. Shore, we have Winter Keep. Fans of K. Shore's Graceling Realm series will be thrilled that there's a new installment. Expect plenty of political machinations and magic. Reader to be announced. From Simon Winchester, we have Land, How the Hunger for Ownership Shaped the Modern World. In this latest history, Winchester, who also wrote The Perfectionists and Pacific, explores a uniquely human phenomenon, the ownership of land, and it's read by the author. From actress Cicely Tyson, we have Just As I Am. It's the winner of the Presidential Medal of Honor, actress and activist Cicely Tyson's reflections on her life and career in this memoir. Reader to be announced. From Michelle Duster, we have Ida B. the Queen, The Extraordinary Life and Legacy of Ida B. Wells, a new biography of the pioneering journalist from her great-granddaughter. The reader to be announced. From Natalie Haynes, we have A Thousand Ships. Haynes retells the story of the Trojan War from the perspective of its women, from the goddesses to the mortal wives. It's perfect for fans of Madeline Miller's Circe, and it's read by Natalie Haynes. And from Joan Didion, we have Let Me Tell You What I Mean. This collection of nonfiction pieces from early in Didion's career should be engrossing and revealing. The reader to be announced. And that concludes our editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming releases for December 2020 and January 2021. Now we'll turn our attention to the best of in history and biography. Remember that these are in alphabetical order. Our first choice for the best book in history or biography is Hidden Valley Road by Robert Kalker, read by Sean Pratt. Next we have His Truth is Marching On by John Meacham, with an afterword from John Lewis. It's read by J.D. Jackson and John Meacham. Our next book is Odetta by Ian Zack, read by Rosa Howard. The Quiet Americans is next. It's written by Scott Anderson and read by Robertson Dean. Scott Anderson does provide a preface and a note. The Splendid and the Vile by Eric Larson is next, read by John Lee with a note from Eric Larson. And finally, we have The Yosemite by John Muir, read by Nick McArdle. And those are our best audiobook choices. We have chosen these two narrators to represent the best of in history and biography, and they are Sean Pratt, narrator of Hidden Valley Road, and Rosa Howard, narrator of Odetta. Okay, that concludes our best of in history and biography. And now we will turn our attention to our reviews in history and biography. Our first review today is an Earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. This history is entitled The Cubans, Ordinary Lives in Extraordinary Times. It's written by Anthony DePalma, and it's an Earphones winner read by Robertson Dean with a note from Anthony DePalma. Robertson Dean's resonant voice makes for a lively rendering of Anthony DePalma's fascinating cultural history of Cuba and its people. Starting before the Communist Revolution of 1959, when Fidel Castro overthrew the U.S.-supported Bautista regime, Dean helps to flesh out Cuba's long history as a Caribbean power. From a Spanish colony relying on African slaves to a nascent republic, a military dictatorship, and finally a Soviet-backed satellite state. Dean's narration turns what could be a dry litany of facts into a riveting tale, but it is in the stories of contemporary Cubans that Dean's narration really shines. Their everyday struggles, triumphs, and tragedies make for a riveting audiobook on par with any sweeping work of fiction. Diane Gardner Primo wrote that review of The Cubans, Ordinary Lives in Extraordinary Times. It's written by Anthony De Palma. It's an Earphones winner read by Robertson Dean with a note from Anthony De Palma, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 12.75 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to Audiophile Magazine's December-January issue. It's the magazine that wants you to know all about the best audiobooks of the year. Okay, let's return now to our reviews in history and biography. The Mystery of Charles Dickens is our next title. It's written by A. N. Wilson, and it's read by Mark Meadows. The prolific historian, biographer, novelist, and critic A. N. Wilson amply fits the traditional role of man of letters and versatile narrator. Mark Meadows gives voice to that persona with energy and grace. Wilson surveys Charles Dickens's life and career from the perspective of several mysteries, starting with the circumstances of the great novelist's death, and then looking back over his childhood, his philanthropic work, his public readings, and his final unfinished novel, The Mystery of Edwin Drood. Meadows conveys a sensibility that is learned but never stuffy, accessible but never condescending. We experience Dickens' life and work with sympathy and understanding, as well as insight into the novelist's weaknesses and foibles, and come to appreciate him all the more. David Walton wrote that review of The Mystery of Charles Dickens. It's written by A. N. Wilson, read by Mark Meadows. It's available from Harper Audio for 10 hours unabridged. Our next review is Mad and Bad, Real Heroines of the Regency. It's written by B. Koch, and it's read by Renjin Alte. This audiobook is both a love letter to romance novels set in Regency England and a historical analysis of the women who lived during that time. Narrator Renjin Alte's amiable performance creates an approachable listen as she details women that most of history has forgotten. Many Regency romance novels feature white women with wealth, and several sections of this work discuss women such as these who managed to live more independently. Also included are chapters on women who go beyond the popular perception of Regency heroines, including lesbian and Jewish women, women of color, and scientists. Historical romance listeners, especially fans of Jane Austen, will find the many brief biographies fascinating. Alex Ritchie wrote that review of Mad and Bad, Real Heroines of the Regency. It's written by B. Koch, read by Renjin Alte, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 5.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Quiet Americans. It's written by Scott Anderson, an Earphones winner read by Robertson Dean, and Scott Anderson adds a preface and a note. Two matchless storytellers combine talents in this compelling audiobook history of the Cold War, as told through the adventures and misadventures of four key CIA agents. Scott Anderson is the author of 2013's Lawrence in Arabia, a favorite among fans of serious nonfiction. Narrator Robertson Dean is known for his fine renditions of the works by Joseph Ellis, David Halberstam, Robert Caro, Barbara Kingsolver, and so many others. Here, Dean brings the steadiness, focus, and dramatic immediacy required for a long narrative, especially one that maintains four interwoven storylines. Anderson narrates the introduction and stakes a personal investment in his tale. Rich in incident, character, and historical import, this is one of the most provocative, most satisfying nonfiction audiobooks of the year. David Walton wrote that review of Audiophile's pick for 2020 as a best audiobook, The Quiet Americans. It's written by Scott Anderson. It's an Earphones winner, read by Robertson Dean, with a preface and a note from the author. It's available from Random House Audio for 22 hours of unabridged listening. Okay, continuing now in history and biography, we have Soul of a People. The WPA Writers Project Uncovers Depression in America. It's written by David A. Taylor, read by Robin J. Sitton. Read with warmth, clarity, and a sense of informed curiosity, narrator Robin Sitton takes listeners on a fascinating behind-the-scenes tour of one of the U.S. government's most creative and, sadly, obscure legacies. The Federal Writers Project American Guide series was an inspiring collection of folk tales, local histories, and automobile tours taking in every corner, territory, state, and city of the United States. From 1935 to 1941, as the Great Depression worsened, the Works Project Administration hired more than 6,000 jobless writers and poets, including Ralph Ellison, Kenneth Rexroth, Studs Terkel, and Margaret Walker, to interview and document anyone, from fishmongers to musicians to former slaves. Sitton even makes the lists of WPA guide reprints and related materials sound absolutely essential to the armchair traveler. Brian Price wrote that review of Soul of a People. The WPA Writers Project Uncovers Depression in America. It's written by David A. Taylor, read by Robin J. Sitton, and it's available from David Taylor Communications, LLC, for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Agent Sonia, Moscow's Most Daring Wartime Spy. It's an Earphones winner, written and read by Ben McIntyre. Taking on the added role of narrator, author Ben McIntyre delivers one of this fall's most absorbing and satisfying nonfiction audiobooks. Ursula Kaczynski, codenamed Sonia, converted to Marxism as a Jewish teenager in Germany during the rise of Nazism. Over the next two tumultuous decades, she worked as a covert Soviet agent in China, Poland, Switzerland, and England, where, passing as an ordinary British housewife and mother of three, she transferred crucial atom bomb secrets to the Russians. McIntyre is often compared to spy novelist John le Carré, and in Sonia he offers a protagonist of compelling character, intelligence, and daring who is living out a true life adventure on an epic scale. A gifted storyteller, McIntyre is also an expert narrator who will hold your interest from start to finish. David Walton wrote that review of Agent Sonia, Moscow's Most Daring Wartime Spy. It's an Earphones winner, written and read by Ben McIntyre, and it's available from Random House Audio for 14.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Last Stargazers, the enduring story of astronomy's vanishing explorers. It's written by Emily Levescu, read by Janet Metzger. Astronomy professor Emily Levescu and narrator Janet Metzger take listeners behind the scenes with professional stargazers. Levescu interviewed numerous colleagues, whose many anecdotes are included in this production. Metzger is subtle in her conveyance of the seriousness and humor found in these stories, which highlight idiosyncrasies among individuals in the field. Astronomers, for instance, may practice various superstitions, such as wearing a pair of lucky socks. Steady throughout, Metzger shifts tone to reflect upon common setbacks and occurrences experienced at observing locations. Nature's interference with valued telescope time remains a constant in a field full of technological innovations. Despite shifts in priorities and funding, Levescu leaves listeners optimistic that this science will retain its allure for future generations. Julie Thompson wrote that review of The Last Stargazers, the enduring story of astronomy's vanishing explorers. It's written by Emily Levescu, read by Janet Metzger, and it's available from Highbridge Audio for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next today, we have The Byzantine World War by Nick Holmes, read by Martin Carroll. History on audio may be most congenial when it seems given by an expert in casual conversation. Narrator Martin Carroll's speech is soft and subdued, almost shy in affect, as if he's speaking in quiet asides. His voice and manner give the sense of someone telling the story one-on-one. Yet, his performance is entirely professional. He reads with intelligence and conveys the sense of text skillfully. His deep-tinged voice and British accent are immediately likable and engaging. The book, clear, succinct, and compelling, concentrates in dramatic detail on the mortal blows endured by the Byzantine Empire, then, more briefly, deals with the First Crusade. Well written and well read, it should reach beyond history buffs to entertain and inform any listener. William Mingen wrote that review of The Byzantine World War by Nick Holmes. It's read by Martin Carroll, and it's available from Troubadour Publishing LTD for 5.25 hours of unabridged listening. Finally today in history and biography, I have His Truth is Marching On. John Meacham wrote it with John Lewis and afterward, and it's an Earphones winner read by J.D. Jackson and John Meacham. This stirring audiobook offers a memorable merging of author, subject, and narrator. J.D. Jackson voices John Lewis with an authentic and nuanced nod to his rural Alabama roots. He adroitly does the New England intonations of JFK and RFK and the drawls of LBJ and George Wallace. But it is the powerful retelling of John Lewis's life's work, fighting to bring civil and voting rights to Black Americans, that stays with the listener. Famed for overcoming the beatings he received and his many arrests for sit-ins, Lewis comes across in Meacham's crystalline prose as a man who prevailed through nonviolence and abiding religious faith. The late congressman added a fitting afterword to this audiobook. That review by Alan Minskoff is of Audiophile's 2020 Best Audiobook Selection, His Truth is Marching On. It's written by John Meacham with an afterword from John Lewis, and it's an Earphones winner read by J.D. Jackson and John Meacham. It's available from Random House Audio for 10 hours of unabridged listening. Well, once again today, I find I have extra time, so I'm going back to read to you a review or two from the fiction section. Here's our first review. The Book of Two Ways by Jodi Picoult, read by Patty Murin. Dawn is thriving as a mom and wife with a fulfilling career when a plane crash leaves her second-guessing everything. Patty Murin admirably narrates this complex novel, providing a strong yet pleasant voice for Dawn at this crossroads. Dawn's early adulthood as an Egyptian archaeologist took a sudden turn many years before when she returned home to her dying mother and stayed to become a wife and death doula. But her own near-death experience results in a deep yearning for her former life in Egypt and her true love, a British colleague. Murin portrays this smarmy superiority and eventual commitment to Dawn with a light accent. The novel is extensive about the quantum physics and Egyptology, and it's interesting rather than cumbersome thanks to Murin's conversational narration. Nancy Campbell wrote that review of The Book of Two Ways by Jodi Picoult, read by Patty Murin. It's available from Random House Audio for 15.75 hours of unabridged listening. Finally today, our last fiction is Kim Ji-young, born 1982. It's written by Cho Nam-ju, translated by Jamie Chang, and read by Kathleen Cho. Kathleen Cho's controlled narration is perfect for this controversial commentary on Korea's patriarchal society. When 30-something Kim Ji-young begins to have dissociative episodes during which she channels the voices of other people, her husband sends her to be treated by a male psychiatrist. Cho's authentic Korean pronunciation helps illuminate this concise allegorical novella. She effectively contrasts Kim Ji-young's spirited voice when she defies gender discrimination at home and school, and her resignation when she's finally relegated to being a powerless wife and mother. Cho's quiet, powerful performance highlights the theme of inequality in this poignant story, making for a subtle, edgy listening experience. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of Kim Ji-young, born 1982. It's written by Cho Nam-ju, and it's translated by Jamie Chang. It's read by Kathleen Cho, and it's available from Audible, Inc. for 4 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have our regular feature, Listening With. This time, we'll meet Roberta Levy, a knitter from Maine, and then we'll have the continuing list of best audiobooks and narrators of 2020 in memoir. Then I have reviews in memoir, including a review of My Own Story by Jackie Robinson, read by David Sadzin. So until next time, thanks for listening.